This is the 24th in the series of Life Notes, What Did Jesus Say? This one is titled, Do Not Judge. The gospel lesson is from Matthew 7, verse 1. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. When I think of judgment, I remember a scene I witnessed several times growing up. The parents of one of my friends had matching easy chairs in the living room with a small table between them. They would smoke, drink, and comment, usually critically, on whatever they saw on television, in the neighborhood, or standing in front of them. My image was of a self-appointed king and queen meting out judgment on their lowly subjects and rarely granting anything smacking of mercy. As one who was sometimes the subject of their sharp judgment, the memory is not a pleasant one to me. Even as I write this 50 years later, I realize I am judging them in return, albeit posthumously. Interestingly, this is exactly what Jesus tells us will happen when we cast judgment on others, that we too will be judged. I believe most Christians are aware of Jesus' instruction not to judge. What constitutes judgment, however, and whether casting judgment on another out of concern for his or her salvation creates a large divide among us. For example, if one truly believes that living outside of the Bible's behavioral guidelines condemns one to an eternity in hell, would not the loving thing be to tell a friend or family member that they need to repent? Of all the issues that turn people away from the Christian faith, however, the sense that we are overly judgmental is one of the most common. When a person sets foot inside a church and is accosted by language about salvation and other accusations that make them feel less than welcome or worthy of God's love, it is little wonder so many of our churches are struggling. Personally, I think Jesus tells us to tend to our own house first. There is a foundational reason why it is so difficult not to judge. Our minds are designed to judge. We constantly categorize what we see, hear, feel, touch, and taste. This is good, that is bad. This is beautiful, that is ugly. This is worthy of my attention, that is not. This is safe, that is dangerous. These judgments are usually made much too quickly to know anything or anyone at more than the shallowest of levels. Yet this is what our minds do. In that sense, Jesus is asking us to overcome our natural tendency to judge, both for ourselves and for others. More accurately, Jesus asks us to become more discriminating about when to act on our judgments. One common and frequently overlooked form of judgment is gossip, saying things about a person in his or her absence that we would not say in their presence. Gossip is often malicious, but not always. I sometimes catch myself saying things about someone in a way I would not say to him or her face to face. Usually, I'm not trying to hurt them, but rather to be funny. I attempt to be funny, however, at someone else's expense. Here is an even more important reason to be careful about casting judgment, however. That which we find most worthy of judgment against another is almost certainly a reflection of a similar trait or tendency within ourselves. If we are not consciously aware of that particular tendency, we have likely repressed our awareness of it, often out of shame. Bringing those types of issues to light and acknowledging them can be painful. The old saying that when I point a finger at you, there are three pointing back at me, is often truer than we care to admit. When it comes to our shortcomings, we desire mercy for ourselves more readily than we typically grant it to others. When we see something worthy of judgment in another, perhaps our first thought should be, what within me is reacting so negatively to this behavior? Am I guilty of the same thing? Once we have those answers, we may not be so quick to judge. No one is perfect, but we seldom improve or grow from harsh judgments of others. Allowing our repressed memories and immature tendencies to rise to conscious awareness helps us to transform those hidden parts of ourselves into something good. Somehow, that transformation also seems magically to transform others, at least our perception of others. Because the mercy of withholding judgment is something we desire for ourselves, Jesus suggests we grant the same to others.